The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning, it's currently minus 7 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Ivan de Jacqueline. Here are today's headlines: a plan to solve Quebec's nursing shortage, big changes in political party popularity, and how can the unvaxxed return to work? Since the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a shortage of nurses in Quebec. The Fédération Interprofessionnelle de la Santé say that the forced overtime experienced by nurses to deal with the shortages goes against the conventions Canada signed with the United Nations. The FEQ claims that employers are relying on forced overtime instead of hiring more nurses. Today, Minister Jean Boulet announced a plan to recruit more nurses internationally. Esme Bell has the story.
Quebec could benefit from 4,000 additional nurses to fix the current shortage in the workforce. Boulet has a plan to recruit 1,000 nurses from abroad. They would be trained for 9 to 12 months in Quebec. During their training, they will receive financial support from the government. This includes coverage for their education, as well as an additional $500 a week. They would shortly be integrated into the workforce. Currently, 344 candidates have already been selected.
Immigration is one of the options we have to answer the needs of the health and social services network in Quebec.
The international nurses will be mostly placed in northern and eastern regions where there is a bigger need for nurses. Minister Christian Dubé assures that he believes 1,000 additional nurses can make a big impact in the province.
I think that especially in region, sometimes few number of nurses can make a big difference in one department or in one services.
Mostly, they are focused on recruiting from Francophone countries, such as Liban and Senegal. For Concordia News, I'm Esme Bale.
The job market in Quebec grew by 4.1% in 2021 when compared to the previous year. That's 169,000 new jobs, indicating a positive upwards trend in employment. But who profited the most from that growth? We now have an answer thanks to a newly published study. The number of unemployed was split in half from 2020 to 2021. The private sector saw a high increase, but the number of independent workers shrank. It's the sectors of health, social services, and local businesses who bring employment numbers up the most. In terms of age range, the youth were by far the biggest winners of the job market surge. Statistics Canada just released this morning the latest numbers for inflation, and it is not pleasant here. The Consumer Price Index rose up to 5.1% annually in January, making it the first time in 30 years that the annual rate goes over 5% a year. By comparison, December saw an increase of 4.8%, and 1 year ago the Consumer Price Index increased 1% in January 2021. François Legault and the CAQ have been riding high in the polls ever since they were elected, but they've taken a hit recently, and the party that's been picking up their support seems to be the Conservatives. Valérie Bayer has more on the story.
In a new Léger poll, the intention of voting for the CAQ has seen a decrease of 6% from electors. This tendency could potentially be worrying for Premier François Legault. 26% of voters believe that the CAQ were too slow with a deconfinement date. On the other hand, the Conservative Party has seen a 9% increase since December regarding the support from voters. This doesn't come as a surprise for political analyst Robert Frank.
Most of us, including the people who are compliant with the coronavirus strictures during the past 2 years, are still fed up with their strictures, even if we agree with them.
According to the Léger poll, the Liberal Party of Quebec is second behind the CAQ with 20% of support. The leader of the Liberal Party, Dominique Anglade, is frustrated and feels a social tension after the effort she gives to question the government and being close to constituents.
As a mother of three, what I hear about what's going on for the kids, what I hear, what I see whenever you go out to the drugstore, whenever you go out to a shopping center, whatever, you feel that tension in the air, and that is really concerning.
Dominique Anglade also mentioned that the social tension is directly related to the confusion from the government. This new poll doesn't worry Anglin too much right now, as the actual poll will be on October 3rd to decide if the CEQ is replaced. Valérie Bayard, Concordia News, NDG.
After 2 years of ongoing pandemic, vaccination and proof of vaccination is more and more required for public places activities such as the workplace. Hydro-Quebec is in the process of finding a comfortable solution regarding 8 unvaccinated employees that have not been paid or given work due to traveling restrictions in the country. Adrien Gertner reports on the matter. Adrien, what can you tell us about the situation presented for these employees?
Indeed, for a couple of months, 8 Hydro-Quebec workers have not been able to attend their workplace and travel up north for their activities due to the recent health restrictions. 91% of Hydro-Quebec employees are vaccinated, but for these 8, Hydro-Quebec decided to let them empty their vacation bank so they would still become employed but without a salary.
So how does Hydro-Quebec reevaluate the situation now?
Hydro-Quebec is currently discussing with the union what could be done to respectfully act on this matter, taking in consideration the working contracts they have with the union. Hydro-Quebec's advisor, Francis Labbé, spoke on the behalf of the company.
We try to find positions for these people, but still, it has to be in due respect with the contract deals we have with the unions, and we are working hard to find something that is acceptable for everyone.
And as the company's activities seem to accelerate at this period of the year, are there any updates on the accommodations?
We are trying to find if some temporary or permanent positions elsewhere could be fulfilled by these people closer to their homes.
This is, of course, if the employees want to. One of the workers' wife has recently claimed on social media that this is a really difficult situation for the household. As Francis Labbé said, Hydro-Quebec is trying to find a suitable situation for everyone while respecting working contracts and the union.
The Quebec government plans to put 1.5 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030, out of the 5.6 million cars in circulation. This would bring greenhouse gas emissions down by 13% since 1990. The one problem, it's not even close to the province's global climate goal, which wants a reduction of 37.5% in greenhouse gas emissions from 1990 to 2030. Internal analysis clearly shows that the objectives won't be met, and that's because Quebec is still far behind in the switch to electric. In cause, the lack of disponibility on the market and the softness of government norms on old vehicles. If the province really wants to meet its goal, it'll take more than what's currently in place. In sports today, a gold medal for Canada's men's speed skating team. America fell to Slovakia in the Beijing ice hockey quarterfinal, and Sidney Crosby scored his 500th goal in the NHL, and in soccer, the Montreal Impact lost against Mexico. Gabriela Villarroel has all the stories.
Crosby opens, kicks around in front, back to Malkin, over to Crosby, he scores!
Playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins, NHL star Sidney Crosby celebrated his 500th goal milestone. The goal came as the Penguins faced off against the Philadelphia Flyers. Crosby made NHL history by becoming the 46th player to reach the 500 mark. This also happened to be his 50th goal against the Flyers, just another reason to celebrate for the three-time Stanley Cup winner.
They've tied it! They've tied it! Solaric was in front! Horrific was there!
That clip was courtesy of the CBC. The crowds were on the edge of their seats last night at the Beijing hockey quarterfinals. Slovakia achieved a shocking 3-2 victory after America failed to score during the final shootout. The loss has officially shown the United States a door and means that Slovakia will be moving forward into Friday's semifinals.
Stephen Dubois! It's Canada in the gold medal position!
Another clip courtesy of the CBC. It's a happy day for Canada at the Olympics. Stephen Dubois and Charles Hamelin took home a gold medal during the men's 5,000-meter short track speed skating competition. The win officially earns Hamelin the title of Canada's most decorated male winter Olympian. The victory came at a fantastic time. This was Hamelin's final race, a truly memorable exit for the athlete. In soccer news, The Montreal Impact lost 1-0 to Mexico's club Santos Laguna during the CONCACAF Champions League. The game was full of suspense, with Mexico's Alberto Osejo only managing to score the winning goal during the game's 88th minute. Both teams will face off for the second leg of their match on February 22nd. Lastly, the Toronto Raptors will be encountering the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at 8 p.m. in Minneapolis. This will be the first time this season that the two teams face off. That's it for sports.
Thank you, Gabriella. Do you miss that sweet maple syrup taste of Sugar Shack delicacies? Well, you're in for a treat, because today marks the start of Ma Cabane à la Maison, or My Shack at Home in English, for its second edition. The initiative was born last year to save the sugar shack industry when most shacks were on the verge of bankruptcy. About 50 sugar bushes participate to the online service, which offers to sell the famous treats in takeaway gourmet boxes. Starting at $30, the boxes can either be picked up or delivered. Over 110,000 boxes were sold last year, and this year is expected to be even more profitable. So go get your orders in and help the local Quebec economy. Temperatures are going to continue to rise overnight, and we're expecting a high of 6 degrees tomorrow. That would be a record. But it comes with a lot of rain. It gets chilly again after that, with highs between -3 and -7 for the weekend. And fortunately, there is no sun in the forecast, but no significant snow either. That's your news for 11:26. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Ivan the Jackman.